It's Mike, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica by a guy named Mike Matthews. It's Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3087, and here we are at Cafe Anyway, just about to go inside. I am going to, I predict, have a problem trying to remember a word. You know, you have to sometimes do little tricks to remember words, like remember. Psychology Today says, the most powerful memory tip might be, don't try to remember. Instead, the instant you think of something you want to act on, write it down and make lists. The practical idea comes from a productivity guru named David Allen that said that he advises you to capture all things that need to get done now, later, someday, big, little, or in between, into a logical and trusted system outside of your head and off your mind. Forget things that don't matter to you. In other words, first set priorities, then pay attention only to what is essential to your goals and values. Sweep the rest out of your mind or into a folder that you can look at again if you need to. I cannot stand, even though I'm walking around with a supercomputer in my pocket, the cell phone has that little note-taking thing, and I can't stand putting notes in there. It's like, oh no, something else I gotta remember to look at later. But I'm not gonna be one of these guys that carries pens and papers in a pocket, although that's a thing. This detective show that I watch, the detective's always got papers and pens, and he's always trying to scribble things down before he forgets it. You can also, of course, email yourself from your cell phone for something that's really important. You can write notes in large letters on a whiteboard. Do those still exist? People put up whiteboards and then never use them. And then general terms to back up specific ones. On your phone contact list, for example, add a title or category to a name so you remember. If you forget the name, you have another way to retrieve it, like, for example, whatever they do. Like a plumber. I have a feeling I'm going to need a plumber. I have a feeling I'm going to talk about how I'm going to need a plumber later on in this podcast. Shall we get to the podcast? Let's do it. Let me open Cafe Anyway for you. Let's go after you. Ooh, and Dance Hall Days by Wang Chung. That's another song that has dance, the word dance in the title, but I'm getting ahead of myself. After you. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3088-3088. And Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
So I'm not very handy. I'm not a handyman. But today I had to transform into a plumber guy. And I had to bore into some gunk that was in the pipes with an auger. And I'm going to have to, after all this, drink a lager, because I'm just like, I understand Miller time.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Beer 30, whatever we call it, because that was a hard day's work of trying to figure stuff out with pipes and whatnot.
Mike's.
And right now it works.
Daily.
But I have a feeling
podcast.
If my lovely lady friend decides to make a whole bunch of pasta in a huge hot pot. And when she dumps out the water, I think it's going to melt the pipes because it's like PVC. But, well, we'll see with the PVC. It's been one of those days. I'm just not adept in that kind of home sort of what I'm doing, the home improvement stuff, trying to circumvent calling some guy up in an emergency situation or woman. But mostly I find guys are plumbers. And go, help me, help me. So I was able to get to the hardware store just before they closed on a Sunday because they closed really early. And I was able to run over there and get the stuff. I actually just went ahead and bought this all-in-one thing. I love the all-in-one packages you can get at your hardware store. Because the hardware store helpers in this area in Podcaster Valley never seem to help me. They may be knowledgeable, sure, but they can't. I guess I don't ask the right questions. It's like people that use AI And they never ask the right questions to in order to get the AI to work properly. I don't know what to ask the guys. I'm like, I'm trying to connect these two pipes. They don't work. Oh, you can't do that. I hear that all the time. Oh, you can't do that. That doesn't work that way. Oh, you can't do that. Well, I made it happen. I did do that.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Did I do that? I Urkeled it, man. I got it done. I Urkeled it. The podcast picture is from 10 years ago, and the late great Basil the Boxer is not in the picture, but I'm sure he's there in the background somewhere behind me as I'm taking the picture of San Leandro Marina, which is slowly deteriorating into nothing. All the docks are empty. At least this is what I saw a few months ago. All the docks were empty and people were gone. They closed up the marina. The late great Basil the Boxer and I used to go down to the marina all the time and walk. I think people still go and they'll walk around. They got a fitness area. But overall, I think the only boats left behind are derelict boats that are about to sink and people are living aboard them illegally. They're basically squatting on these boats. So hopefully as they squat on the boat, they don't have to deal with a what's the thing with the winds? Is it a squall? A squall? Is it a squall? I forget. That's what I'm here to do, is to know words off top of my head. A sudden violent gust of wind or localized storm. A squall. Thank you. Especially when bringing rain, snow, or sleet. Ah, yes. Okay. I looked it up. I cheated. So, see that picture of the when San Leandro Marina was cool, was still in one piece, I guess you could say, was not a completely deteriorating mess. See that picture at MikeStaleyPodcast.com.
This is interesting.
Wow, this is interesting.
I had so many plans for Sunday, but it all got shot to you know where because of the issues fixing the... You gotta have a kitchen sink that works. I mean, it's all part of the kitchen sink. It's the most important thing at the bottom of the list. You gotta have the kitchen sink. You have everything in the kitchen sink, whatever that expression is. So I had to make sure it was working, and I cook, and I need to be able to wash my hands when I'm cooking and clean dishes. Well... Anyway, Cafe, anyway, it's fixed for now. Trump is going to institute a...
Oh, Mike, you're such a creative soul.
I'm not the one that came up with this, so I don't know if I'm the creative soul, but Trump could reshape how Americans pay for drugs. He's instituted a most favored nation drug price policy. He did that about half a month ago, whereby the U.S. will pay the same price as the lowest price paid by comparable nations. He wants to cut out the middlemen. This could push Americans away from insurers and pharmacy benefit managers and toward cash pay options. Think about all of the problems we deal with in trying to buy drugs. I don't have to buy, thankfully, any of the most expensive stuff, but I know people that do, that go down to San Diego and the border and take care of it that way. And yeah. Well, drug makers could sell prescription drugs at low prices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Directly to patients. Yep, that would help. Big pharma stocks were up when they heard the news. Pfizer, Eli Lilly, Merck, S&P Biotech, exchange-traded fund. So, yes, an ETF that people buy into if they want to be a part of the whole drug industry. That actually was up almost 3% when that news came out. Insurance giants that own the pharmacy benefit managers, meanwhile, they were falling hard, including Cigna Group, United Health Group, CVS Health. Who goes to CVS? I know so many people that still go to CVS. I can't stand going into CVS's or Rite Aid. I'll go into or Walgreens. My mom used to love to go into Walgreens, but it's because she...
Right? God.
Because she had the smoking habit, and she would go in all the time. But I can't stand those places. I will go into Rite Aid to find really cool birthday cards, Christmas cards, the Valentine's cards. I can find that there. That's it. I used to buy milk from Rite Aid, but then I discovered I'm lactose intolerant, and I was buying these huge jugs of milk. Don't, by the way, try to reuse those jugs. They are made out of the most flimsiest plastic that is there to be made with. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Cafe anyway. The unexpected focus on the direct-to-consumer market comes as a surprise. Most Americans have medical insurance that covers prescription drugs. But Cecil, the sea serpent. That from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays in the 5 o'clock hour, and he's on Crown TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. Look who's here. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen.
That's pretty interesting.
How y'all doing? I brought my horse Dylan.
That's a disgruntled fiddle player, tell you what.
What?
I sure wish you'd make some pulled pork sometime. Just have it here at Cafe anyway for us to eat.
I didn't do pulled pork. I did pulled chicken.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Enjoy.
It smells kind of funny.
Don't even pay attention to that. Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer. Have some right now.
Oh, thank you. Let me see what...
Tall dog.
That's interesting. What's in it?
Chowder.
Oh, no.
Drink it right now. I'll kill you.
Chowder and root beer together? No. Stop that. What I'm thinking is that we covered quite a few songs that had to do with dance. That had dance in the title. From the 80s, Dancing in the Dark, She Wants to Dance with Me, Rick Astley did that one. Dancing with Myself, Dancing with My Mirror, Safety Dance, and there was the one.
And the Oscar goes to.
And she danced! It goes to the Hooters that sing, and she danced like a wave on the ocean romance. We were lies in love and we danced. Oh, there was a great song by Roxy Music called Dance Away. Dance away the heartache. Dance away the pain. Oh, dance. Let's Dance, David Bowie. And I can't think of other ones, but hey, you should let me know other dance songs that you can remember that had dance in the title from the 80s. There was definitely a theme with the word dance and the word dream in the 80s, it appears. What do you think about that? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. You think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, calling Cafe Anyway is like getting revenge on life. Hey, there was a couple of things I was trying to remember about life, about funny jokes about life. I asked ChatGPT. No, I asked, I don't know, is Copilot from Microsoft ChatGPT? I didn't go directly to the ChatGPT website, but I'm sure this AI has got something to do with it. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, I said, hey, tell me 10 jokes about not taking life too seriously. And it gave me some ones. I'm like, if life gives you lemons, just pretend they're oranges and move on. Why stress about the meaning of life? Someone out there is arguing about pineapple on pizza like it's life or death. Life is like an elevator. Sometimes it stops at a floor you didn't pick, but hey, you can still press buttons and annoy people. They say life is a journey, but I'm pretty sure I lost the map, took a wrong turn, and now I'm just vibing in uncharted territory. And it says, one more here. No matter how serious life gets, just remember someone somewhere is watching cat videos instead of working. But I think the two that I forgot about that I think most of us...
Mike, you want to join in on this conversation?
Is it about life?
You know, you can...
We're going to talk about it? Okay. Life is just a game where the only rule is don't take it too seriously because no one makes it out alive. And the last one is there's two rules in life. Don't sweat the small stuff and it's all small stuff. And when things go wrong, like your kitchen sink plumbing, I mean, the pipe literally broke. It was like had a big old, you know, gash in it. It just appeared suddenly. And of course, I tried to duct tape it. That didn't work. leaks galore. So it ended up being small stuff. I got it done, worked on it. It was a complex problem. I fixed it temporarily, but we'll see. Maybe it'll last 10 years. Who knows? And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.